What's up, guys, and welcome to our podcast. My name is Alvin Zhang.
And this is Ethan Ramsey.
On today's podcast, we will discuss the stigma surrounding online communities.
So right now, both of us are in a Discord group with some other friends.
And here is how some of us met.
Our mutual friend Allison just invited us both over on the same Minecraft server to play Minecraft together. We have like a Skype group chat with like everyone on the same server, and it was really cool.
We met through mutual friends from a video game that we both played.
I met Ovin in a Discord server.
So that was how we met, but I think we should focus on our connection because I feel the closest with you.
So this is pretty interesting. Before quarantine, my real friends and I, we played games together pretty regularly. And as the pandemic began, we met new people through gaming, and I believe you were one of the first people I met online.
Yeah, and I think I stayed because I had a really good connection with you guys. I mean, we immediately clicked, pretty much. We talked to each other regularly.
So, Ethan, I have a question for you. What are your first thoughts or original thoughts of online communities or online friends?
Yeah, before the pandemic, I felt like online communities were alienating to newcomers, and I felt like they could be toxic. And more importantly, I thought that they wouldn't be like a legit way to connect with people.
My parents also didn't see that online friends or online people were actually a good way to connect with people. Like, they didn't understand that you can make genuine connections. They always thought that it would be harmful, but in fact, it isn't. And I'm sure your parents would be able to relate. So, Ethan, another question I had is, what are some memorable / fun experiences that you had? Because I'm pretty curious.
I feel like I've had a lot of memorable experiences in the last, like, 1 year or so? It's been a lot. Some of the most memorable ones from like the beginning of quarantine were tournaments that we played in game. Like the cooperative efforts and like the happiness that we both felt when we worked together. Well, that was definitely memorable for me.
It wasn't just one tournament. It was multiple tournaments as well. I mean, I had so much fun in so many tournaments. Something else that was insanely fun for me was probably Among Us. I think we had a lot of fun playing Among Us late into the night. I don't know about you, but Among Us was also one of the most memorable experiences for me. A big reason that I think Among Us was really fun for me, and I think you've even mentioned this before, is that Among Us is based on discussion. It's heavily discussion-based, and I think that's really what made us connect really well, and especially using logic and such to figure out who the imposter was. And to add on to that, we stayed up really late into the night to play it. I think those are definitely big factors in our connection.
Yeah, I feel like as like I have less time second semester, like I feel like it's important for me to prioritize when I'm playing and who I'm playing with. Like I vastly prefer to play with my friends.
Though picking your time wisely to play with friends is a big factor, making new friends to play with is also a big factor.
Here, Stanley, on the subject.
Back when Clash of Clans was actually a thing and I played for a bit, again, my IRL friends introduced me to their clan, but there's a lot of people there that I've just never met. And it's a really nice experience just having all these new people to talk to who played the same game together and that could actually teach me because I was very much bad.
But in order to keep in touch, we needed a platform to keep in touch on, and that's why I made a Discord server. When I created the Discord server, it was only used for voice channels and bot commands. I mean, I only texted like once or twice every day to tell people to get on and play whatever game I was playing with me, but that was about it.
I feel like the purpose has grown much beyond the scope of what we originally planned. Like, a lot of what's there now is just, like, around the day, it's just, like, random stuff from our lives rather than just what we were.
I mean, we only had around, 6 people on our server before? Now we have around 27 people on our server. That's really crazy. I mean, we invited more people, and we only invited people if we enjoyed playing the games with them. But they were great additions, and now we have become very close. And I can say there's about always 11 active participants in our group chats constantly. And here's what they have to say about it.
I joined the server, like, originally for Among Us, and the server was meant for Valorant, which I also played, so we just kept talking after that and eventually just became like a friend group.
My final question to you is, how have your views on online communities changed from pre-quarantine to now?
Yeah, so as I said earlier, before the pandemic, I thought it would be difficult to really connect with others. Still, like online communities are a way to make actual real connections with other people.
So I do share the same opinion, and I think a lot of other of our friends would share the same opinion. Here's Stanley's.
I kind of treat them like normal friends, because if you think about it, it's pretty similar meeting online in real life. We just talk about whatever interests we have, shared interests we have, and we just enjoy our time together.
And that's all the time we have for today's podcast. Thanks for tuning in.